across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Ian Dayball.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
28 minutes past 11 o'clock. It's Saturday morning. My name's Ian Dayball. I'm here with you through until midday when the Cambridgeshire Football Show rolls into town, presented by Ollie Slack. And if we get a chance, he's very busy, Ollie, getting it all ready. But if we get a chance, we'll have a bit of a chat with him. Also today and throughout January, big event happening run by the team at Inner Space. Now, Inner Space, they are the meditation people. That's what I call them. Is that what you call yourself, Sarah, the meditation people?
I'll go with that. Yeah, I'll run with that.
This is Sarah from Inner Space. And well, tell us what you're doing for the month of January, Sarah.
Yes, thank you, Ian, and thanks for having us on the show. The 1st of January, we launched a 21-day Inner Discovery project, which is how to learn meditation online. So it started, but you can join any time this month, but actually ongoing. And from registration, you get access to materials and resources to get a foundation of experience and understanding in meditation.
So this is something, say I've had no experience of meditation whatsoever, but I've been interested in it for a while because I'm hearing it can be really good for mental health and things like that. I can come along with a clean sheet and you'll take me right through how to meditate right from the start.
Absolutely. And in a way, meditation, we need to demystify it. It's very, very easy, but we're giving nourishing thoughts for the mind, which lead us to experience a sense of peace, which is already there, but I may not experience it normally because often we have the same thoughts again and again, cyclical thinking and such. But meditation, we're just creating time, 5 minutes a day or more. And we've got resources for that, which is guided commentaries. So it gives some different food for thought. And it's very interesting. People find that just shifting and creating a little time for the mind has a very positive effect on mental health, as you mentioned, inner well-being. And so that is available online. So you don't have to come in person, but we can also support those who are in Cambridge to come to Inner Space to meet the team and experience live meditation courses.
And am I right in thinking this is the first time you've done anything like this?
It is in Cambridge, and we also have an Inner Space in Covent Garden, and they've been running an initiative there, meditation online. But the team here have produced this for the first time, and so it's very new for us, and we're very, very excited because it's got good response, not just from people around Cambridge, but around the world, because obviously we're getting people coming into the shop on King's Parade from all over. So it's a means to connect and also keep in touch and connect them to their local meditation centre, which is run by Brahma Kumaris, whose Inner Space is an initiative of Brahma Kumaris.
Is meditation, from your perspective, Sarah, something you've been involved with for a long time?
Yeah, myself been associated with meditation practice for about 10 years. So, it's been an invaluable tool to manage. We all have an outer aim for life. We all want to achieve good things, but to have a concept of an inner aim, to think about how to maintain a good inner well-being regardless of what's happening in the outside world. I can control some things, but many things I can't control. But what I can do is change the way I think about them and pay attention to the mindset that would promote healthy, positive thoughts for the self and others. So, yeah, in the last 10 years, I found it fascinating and I feel there's a lot more to discover as well.
And in terms of people who are coming to it new, obviously, I'm sure most people, I know I would approach it from a perspective of wanting to. We all live very busy lifestyles, things are very hectic, sometimes things in our lives don't go as they should do and we can get low and sad and all of that sort of thing. What is the success, if I can say it, what is the success rate of meditation? How many people who come through your doors? I'm just asking, not for sort of scientific analysis, but just your own experience. How many people of those people who come through your doors does it make a difference to, would you say?
Yes, good question. I mean, we have so many people coming through the doors, some who are sort of travelling through, some who are students. But I think I would say 90% of people have found significant improvement in the quality of their life. Of course, some it isn't for everyone. Of course, some who maybe don't experience anything, or they're not looking for that, because it's a new thing for most of us in our culture. We don't have necessarily cultural context of meditation, but I would say 90% have positive effect, and I would say profound positive effect on maybe even 30-40% have like significant improvements to their well-being and stay in regular contact.
That's quite impressive, quite impressive statistics. So if somebody comes along having never experienced meditation before and they either sign up for your online course, or maybe they come along to one of the sessions that I know you run at Inner Space that people, anybody can just come to, how quickly can you take somebody who's never meditated before and put them in a position where they kind of know the basic things to do and they can start to get some benefit from it? How fast is that process?
It's actually very, very simple. And just yesterday evening, we run a Friday chill out meditation, 6 till 7. We also have it other evenings, but this is a particular one that people are attracted to, because Friday night, you know, we may think there are other activities to do, but to meditate is such a beautiful way to close the week. Mm. And within 1 hour, participants are able to experience meditation and have a method to take away with them to reflect on. And if they want to create time just to nourish that, which would be even a few minutes a day, that is enough, in a sense, to experience the essence, which is the fact that we can control, we can create thoughts which are resonating with the sense of myself being peaceful, not dependent on what's happening outside. And that's actually profound for many people, because we often associate all of these experiences with going on holiday or changing my lifestyle in the outer world. But to make that shift internally through my thoughts, people can practice that after having maybe an hour introduction.
Sounds fascinating. It is a fascinating subject. And I hope that somebody listening, even if it's just one person, might think, maybe I'll give that a go. So, Sarah, just to summarise, we've spoken a bit about your new online resources so that people who maybe can't get into Cambridge or their busy lives take them away from that opportunity. They can check out your website and find out about those. But also on the website, details of drop-in sessions, that Friday session you just spoke about, where people actually, if they are in the city, can come in and start to learn the basics of meditation and join others who are meditating and maybe find an inner peace and calm, hopefully. Just remind us of the details of the website. How can they get information about all the things we've just spoken about?
Yeah, the website is www.cambridgeinnerspace.org. And when you get to that site, you'll see what we do. And then you've got the online, and then learn meditation online. So that you just click there to register, and then all the information will be sent to you. And on that website, you've got all the details about the drop-in meditation and courses. And every Tuesday, we have an evening talk as well, 7 till 8. So all the resources are on the website.
Okay, and for people who maybe haven't got access to computers or maybe don't like doing things that way, you've got the premises in King's Parade. People can just drop in there, can't they, I think?
That's right. You can just drop in and have a chat with whoever's on the desk, and you know, they can even give you a bit of a taster. They can show you some of the resources. On the ground floor, it's a bookshop, but we've got the whole building. So that's just where the courses and the meditations take place. But you'll get a good feeling of the place and what's available. We've been there 20 years, celebrated that last year. And many people say they hadn't seen it. You're not really thinking you'll find a meditation centre opposite King's College, but we're there. So do drop in and see what's available for you. And there's no formal charge for our activities. It's a donation-only system. If anyone wishes to contribute, then they're welcome to do so.
That's fabulous. Inner peace for free. That sounds like a good strap line, as we call it here. Sarah, thank you for thank you for joining me. Lovely to chat to you. That's Sarah from Inner Space. Their shop is on King's Parade. They have a website too. And, all I can say is get meditating.
Cambridge 105.